You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast, available on the Devin Nunes YouTube channel, iTunes, and wherever you get podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
2020 has been the summer of radical left arson. Most Americans know the radical left, led by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, or BLM, have torched American cities throughout the summer. California's forests have also been burning, and the radical left is responsible for those blazes as well. And here's why. Before the mid-1970s, California forests were well tended. The U.S. Forest Service cleared out underbrush and the timber industry logged trees to prevent overpopulation. And cattle and sheep grazed overgrown grass. Since then, radical environmentalists, who now dominate the Democratic Party and California politics, have utterly corrupted our land management agencies. In the 1990s, these zealots began decimating the state's thriving timber industry, which employed countless Californians and kept our forests clean via logging and brush removal. After almost three decades of regulatory assault from Sacramento and Washington, the timber industry is now nearly gone. Most timber mills and timber towns are no longer what they used to be. The radical green agenda worked to ban or drastically curtail the old forest management practices, such as thinning, cutting, clearing, prescribed burns, and waste disposal. Without these common sense fire prevention measures, forests have become overgrown and overpopulated. In essence, they're tinder boxes. Like the rioting they pretend is peaceful protesting, the mainstream media is covering for California's radical environmental groups, whose policies have directly led to raging wildfires consuming the state's forests and many homes. Instead of exposing the Democrats' deadly forest management, the mainstream media amplifies the Democrats' absurd claims that these fires are caused by climate change. To see the real science of forest management, look at the difference between public and private lands in California and the western United States. Unlike public forests, private lands still use time-tested forest management practices. As a result, private lands have avoided the massive fires engulfing the rest of the state. If the Democrats' climate change theory is true, this discrepancy would not exist. Does climate change somehow skip over private land? Predictably, the Democrats have no explanation, and the media never asks them the questions. Apparently, the only prescribed burns the Democrats approve of are in Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, and Kenosha, and other major cities across the United States. Governor Newsom and California Democrats claim that California is the nation's leader in green energy. In fact, California Democrats have proposed a state-level version of the Green New Deal. I have news for California Democrats. We've already seen their Green New Deal in full effect. It's this summer's wildfires. This is Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.